You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, new Kentucky Baked Beans, coleslaw, four flaky biscuits, and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
House GOP leaders are aiming for Friday for a vote on the administration's trade measures. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California says supporters are working to pick up the necessary votes.
We are working with both sides to get this done. And as soon as we have the votes, we'll be moving the bill.
And House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans and Democrats must work together.
It's time for both parties to get engaged in this, to try to make sure it's passed, so that we can continue to expand our economy and expand incomes in our country.
But some Democrats are against the fast-track legislation, claiming it will cost American jobs. Unions representing guards and civilian staff at the Northern New York prison where two killers escaped say many of the workers have been questioned by investigators, but they say none have been disciplined or charged with wrongdoing 5 days after the getaway was discovered. Richard Matt and David Sweat broke out using tools, and officials believe they could not have obtained them unless someone was helping them. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
The government wants to phase out trans fats, AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
There are a lot fewer trans fats in the nation's food than there were a decade ago, but the Obama administration is moving toward getting rid of them almost entirely. The Food and Drug Administration says Americans still eat about a gram of trans fat every day. Phasing it out could prevent 20,000 heart attacks and 7,000 deaths each year. The FDA originally proposed in November of 2013 to phase out trans fats over time. The agency says it will make a final decision by June 15th. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A Louisiana woman who died after her Honda crashed on April 5th may be the seventh person killed by the faulty Takata airbags. A lawsuit filed in federal court Monday by the family of the 22-year-old says they received a recall notice 2 days after the crash. She died in a hospital April 9th. The lawsuit alleges that the victim's artery was severed by shrapnel from an exploding driver's side airbag. Honda and Takata have been named as defendants. President Obama's pick to lead the Transportation Security Administration says he is concerned, as lawmakers are, about reports of widespread security gaps at airports. West Coast Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger says he will identify those gaps and close them if he is confirmed by the Senate. Neffinger was testifying before a Senate panel considering his nomination. The hearing comes amid questions about TSA's ability to properly secure airports. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Welcome to the show. This is Talented People. It's 3:08 on June 10th already. Hope you're having a nice day. Just want to let you know about the weather forecast if you happen to be in the north or central Jersey area today. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 83, partly cloudy tonight with a low about 63. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, mostly sunny with a high about 91. Mostly cloudy with a low about 67 on Thursday night. And then Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms continue Friday night with a low about 68. And then mostly cloudy with a low around 64 on Saturday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day with a high of 88. And then partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 82 and a low about 61. The rain, showers, and thunderstorms continue mostly cloudy with a high of 81 on Monday. So that's the weather forecast. Hope you're doing well again. I'm going to share with you today. We're going to double dip a little bit around here, actually. Talented People Radio, you hear every Wednesday from 3 to 4, and Parenting Matters 4 to 5. And then there's also Talented People Television Show. And it broadcasts out of Princeton, New Jersey. You can watch it online on Vimeo. We did a segment on a Santa Choice Award-winning title. It's called a book called A Different Kind of Dog. And it was such an amazing interview that I'm actually going to try to share it with you right now via the computer here at the station. So stand by for a minute. Let's see if I can figure this out, and I'll be right back with you. Hi, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and you're watching Princeton Television. Thanks for looking in today. It's my pleasure to introduce you to our guests today. They're actually calling in from, Skyping in actually, from Washington, the state of Washington. They are award winners. They're Frank and Linda Sabanias and Cheryl Hull. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're so glad to have you here as well. We have a lot to share with you today about these three people, very talented individuals. First of all, why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, each one, starting with you, Frank.
I've been living up here in Washington for about 37 years. Linda and I met 35 years ago, and I build custom furniture and interiors out of wood, metal, pretty much whatever anybody would like. And we are becoming aspiring artists, writers.
Okay. So one question about that. What kind of furniture do you make out of these items?
Anything anybody wants. My premier piece is a dragon desk out of bronze and wood with a marble top, and all carved. And I do a lot of cabinetry and just unique things. I press my own veneers and do a lot of carving.
Fascinating. Is there a place that someone could go to look that up on the internet?
Yeah, Heron's Roost Studios.com.
Okay, that's great. All right, let's hear from you, Linda.
Well, I am enjoying a very mixed life. I am a musician hired by symphony organizations for the last 15 years, doing about 50 shows a year with my twin sister. And we're LisaLindaShine.com. We have 7 products, 3 DVDs and 4 CDs. And we've had about 500 shows with the symphonies here and in Canada. We also do shows in Vancouver with the Vancouver Symphony and teach music education in a move-along, sing-along show. So it's a big part of my life, constantly arranging and rearranging the classics into something tangible for children, small children, very young children. So that's very enjoyable, a great career. I also I'm a realtor, doing that for many years, and avid gardener, and love dogs, of course. But I'm also kind of a social media nut. I love to chew on the marketing piece of what we do, so I love to look at the latest trends, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, doing a lot of the posting and coordinating with our social media. So
great. Now, I want to ask you both in a second how those two careers ended up having a book, which I'm going to get back to that in a second. And I want to hear now from Cheryl. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Cheryl.
Well, I am trained in fine art.
There you go.
Am I in it?
There you are. You're perfect.
Good. I'm trained in fine art and lived in Canada for a few years. I come from San Francisco Bay Area. I love the Northwest. I painted murals for about 30 years in homes, which was a lot of fun, getting to know people and painting what they wanted on the walls. That was a lot of fun. And then through that, I met Frank. And when they were ready for an illustrator, they saw my Christmas card that I had done for one of our clients, and they liked my work, and so we became a family. And I love dogs too. So it's been quite a wonderful time.
And we've got some deeper connections that we can share in a little bit too. There's some commonalities between us. Yeah.
Well, I think it's also interesting that you mentioned that you, Frank and Linda, that you got her Christmas card since you won a Santa Choice Awards. That's kind of serendipitous as well. All right. Now let's hear again. Now, how did you guys end up writing a book out of your experience in totally different places?
Well, Cheryl is an avid book buyer for friends and especially children's books. So she came to it, and I should let her talk about this because it's really her part in it, was such a love for children's books and having a desire to do her own book someday with her art. And we, of course, have had 3 sons, and I taught kinder music for 15 years, so teaching young children. Frank and I both have a love for the freshness of the young mind and how they're open to learning such great things at a fast pace. A book came out of our love of reading. Frank's an avid reader, and I read whenever I'm awake and have time. So we came together, and Frank, why don't you add a little bit to that?
Well, I was going to say, we are, like Linda said, an avid dog lover, and we have we accumulated 6 puppy dachshunds, and every one of them was different, just like the book shows. And we just had so much fun with them. We wanted to share it. And we had this bright idea. Let's try to create a book. And it just kind of snowballed.
We had actually pinned Cheryl's card to our bulletin board 4 years ago and said, if we ever do anything with an illustrator, she's it. And it sat on our bulletin board way before the Boondoggies was created, way before we knew what we would be doing. But as soon as it started coming together in this, we have dogs, we love children, let's do a book. She was who we called. She was the first person we connected with, and we're just so happy we did.
Well, we called her, and within 30 minutes she was here saying, okay, let's get going.
Let's do it.
All right, hold on. Let's hold that thought for a second. This is Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going to go to our break real quick. You're listening to a conversation that's actually a television show. You can watch it on Vimeo as well. It's Talented People with Jeannie Murphy, and the date is 4.15 from April 15th. But we want to share it with you because if you are listening along, wait until you hear the background to this story here. It'll make you cry. Stand by.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. We're going to resume our conversation right now with my guests from Washington, actually. They're award winners for their book.
Wow. Well, that we're going to get into this. We're actually, for our listeners and viewers out there, we're talking about a book that's won an award called the Santa Choice Award, and it's called A Different Kind of Dog. But what I want to talk about, backing up for 1 second, is that you have actually, Linda, had a history of earning awards, and one of them is where you and I had crossed paths back. Why don't you tell us about your Parents' Choice Award from 2002?
Well, it was with my twin sister. She and I were performing with the Seattle Symphony and just did our second show with them that brought all of these wonderful symphonic educational things together in a story format for children through Presto the Porpoise and Largo the Tortoise. And we had made this CD and put our whole heart into it, including our mortgages, all of our monies, everything into it. We flew to Canada to record with the Canadian Brass and submitted for the award, and we're so hopeful to win because we just felt like we hired a 24-piece symphony group to do the sound because we knew the real sound for children was critical for them to learn. The best way to know a violin was to hear a violin and not a synthetic synthesized sound. So anyway, we got all the real instruments. We had all this wonderful experience and submitted to you all at the Parents' Choice Foundation, which was the best awards program on the planet, of course. And they had many categories. So when we submitted and were waiting for the results, we were not on the list for a winner at all. And so Lisa and I considered ending our career. We were so upset. I mean, we put everything into it, and what's it all for? I mean, we were pretty upset. So we slept on it, and the next morning early, as twin sisters do, got up early and talked about it, and decided that, you know, we're not doing it for the awards. We're doing it because we love children. We love what we're doing. We're going to continue on and do the best we can. And about an hour later, a second round of awards were announced, and we won Parents' Choice Gold, the highest.
That's totally incredible. And I mentioned that to show the level of dedication that you have to your projects. There's a lot of thought in that, and I really do wish you the most sincere congratulations again on the past award. And now I want to talk about the new award that you have on the book, again, A Different Kind of Dog. Now, you guys, I want you to tell us about this story because there's so much to it. Let's start with your son, Evan. Can you tell us the story?
He's our oldest of three sons. And he was 28 years old, living a very active, independent life with a lot of friends, doing all kinds of adventures. And his most recent adventure was training for a half marathon. And at the same time, we were running our Indiegogo campaign to help fund our hardcover book. He was training and always very watchful of how we were doing. He guided us on our campaign. He would call us on things that weren't quite done right, or ways to make it more high tech or more friendly to campaigns, because he was very technical and savvy, and he had done a lot of investing in these Indiegogo campaigns, so he knew what a good campaign looked like. So at the same time we're doing the Indiegogo campaign, he's training. We submitted the book, or got the book printed, and had it in hand our first day, showed it to Evan. This was beginning of August, and he got this strange look on his face, and I'm like, what's wrong, Evan? And he goes, well, Mom, it's a real book. It's like a book you'd see in the library. I'm like, yes. So I think his expectations was a little less than what it was, so he then went on to continue training. We released the book and did book signings 3 weekends in a row. And then the day of his race was our first weekend off. We dropped him off at his race, and unfortunately, he had a little problem on the race and collapsed a mile from the finish and tried to get up and finish again, collapsed again, and his heart stopped. And we were able to be with him when they revived him. So that day was his last day, but we felt a lot of support through the whole process. We still do. There's a tremendous amount of energy coming from him that helps us keep going.
Well, as we went through our Indiegogo campaign, we were watched very carefully by Evan, And about 11:30, the final night, we hadn't quite made our goal, and he made a massive contribution that pushed us over the top and
so
made it happen.
He was our hero for our campaign, and will forever be our hero, of course.
I think he's our hero, too.
Yeah.
You are very blessed to have that story. And again, you know, our condolences, but the fact that you think of him as your guiding light makes all of us feel so special. Tell us now about a little bit about the Indiegogo campaign. What was it like for those out there who have thought about it? Let's hear.
Well, we won't let Cheryl talk about that. She's not high tech, but her art was a huge part of our campaign. It was a great process. We researched how others did their Indiegogos to see. Needed to be a very visual campaign, especially with us having a book. So we added a lot of samples of the illustrations coming up. We added a little video of Cheryl illustrating quickly one of the pages, which I think you may find enjoyable, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
We had a lot of categories of, what do they call it?
Perks.
So we had, of course, one of the main perks was a signed book, and the campaign just went super. We have a huge list of people that, of course, we send other emails to now because they've become kind of the Boondoggies family of support. And that was a wonderful process as far as monetarily. It absolutely funded us to print a hardcover book. So we're just super grateful for that and happy with the process.
Okay, good. Now you guys are on a roll as far as, you know, receiving good stuff. Tell us about Boondoggies. What does that name mean to you all?
It started because we named one of our six pups Boone, and we named him Boone for a couple reasons. Daniel Boone, of course, because all the dogs had kind of big names, and he was a big dog, our biggest small dachshund. But Boone in French, bon, is good, and we like the concept of good doggies. Well, that's how the Boondoggies grew out of our home life was, hey, that's if we're going to start something, that's a pretty cool name. And the boondoggies.com is off and running and a concept that people really love. So many people love dogs. Seattle, I think, is one of the highest per cap, per dog, per canine place in the world. So locally, Cheryl lives close by in Kirkland, and there's so many trails, so many dogs. And the book seems to be embraced by everyone. It's just been really fun.
It is really fun. And now let's talk about the underlying messages of the book. As far as basically the reviewers that came back from the Santa Choice Board program talked about how the underlying message is to be yourself and to be proud of your family, no matter, and also every member of the family, no matter how different they are. Tell us about, you know, writing it and what it meant to you and what were you trying to get across to the children and the readers?
It grew from our experiences with our six dogs, and we started it slowly. We'd meet with Cheryl and started with the text of the book, and we wrote the line of the text at the top of the page, and then she would come up with an idea of what would go on that page. And, of course, some of it was pretty obvious. When Flynn's in the pantry, we will have a picture of Flynn in the pantry. But some of it wasn't so obvious, like with Sonia, the page where Sonia, one of the dogs, showing the differences of the dogs, of course. Sonia's hair is curly. Well, Cheryl, of course, quickly sketched this image of a dog sitting in a chair in a salon with her legs crossed and her slippers on.
Bunny slippers.
Bunny slippers. So, of course, we had a ball while Cheryl came up with these ideas. And from there, it became more solid. You know, we just fine-tuned every page. And, of course, we're learning as we go because none of us have done a book before. But it gradually got to the point where it was time to talk to others about how do we put it into the hardcover format. And there's where the learning curve came about because we had already moved to the point of a final copy but didn't understand some of the requirements of InDesign or the programs that we needed to use to actually print the book. So we had to, at the last minute, we had to do some adjustments with where the color ended and began and the gutter zone and all of these technical things that, of course, the second book, which, of course, we have other books planned, we will have a much better start to the future books. But this book, it ended up beautifully. It just took a little bit more time than we thought it would. And the whole process was a hoot.
Well, basically, it was introducing each one of the dogs as a personality and what their personality was. And then that this was indeed a family and that they had similarities. They liked to chase butterflies and, you know, bubbles. And they liked to dig, like to get into a little bit of trouble. And so you can be different, and that's good, and still get along with everyone. And that's the idea.
Nice place to stop for our break real quick to listen to the news. But these guys are just too cute. So we're going to go to the news. We'll be right back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Obama administration is sending more U.S. troops to Iraq. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
In a written statement, spokesman Josh Earnest says the president signed off on sending up to 450 more troops to advise and assist Iraqis at a new camp in Anbar province amid more gains by Islamic State fighters.
The president's been under a lot of pressure to do something in order to ramp up our effort.
Iraq veteran Michael Eisenstadt says the extra trainers may not accomplish much unless the Iraqi government changes course and allows more Sunni tribesmen to join the fight in Sunni-dominated Anbar. The U.S. already has around 3,100 troops in Iraq. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Workers at the New York prison where two killers escaped last weekend have been questioned by investigators, but no one has been charged. Authorities believe Richard Matt and David Sweat had help when they escaped. This is USA Headline News.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255. 800-294-0255.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Welcome back to Talented People. It's 3:33 on Wednesday, June 10th. Hope you're having a great day. Having a conversation here with the authors and illustrators of the book, A Different Kind of Dog. Let's go back to the conversation.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about these dogs, and the hardest thing for me as an illustrator, was when I first met them and took pictures of them, and I'd show my friends, look, I'm illustrating these little dachshunds, and they'd say, those aren't dachshunds. And I'd say, yes, they are. They are truly different kinds of dogs. Some are curly-haired, some have long hair, some have, shorter hair. I mean, they're all very, very different in their personalities, and they don't really look terribly like dachshunds, except they're long, and they have short legs, and they're charming.
Well, and we knew that was a good launch point for Concepts for Children.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, I was just gonna...
I was just going to chime in and say, working with these two and their senses of humor, we spent more time in coffee shops laughing than getting things done because we just went off the page so far sometimes and then had to pull it back. But it's just been a wonderful experience.
And you know? This concept of differences, though, it was something we experienced when we were sitting creating the book, was people would come into the coffee shop with a different dog. Mm-hmm. And we'd all enjoy talking about our differences. So this concept with children, it becomes fun to talk about differences as opposed to scary or threatening. And I think that is something that is the best part of the book, is planting that seed of enjoying learning about our differences as opposed to being fearful of the differences.
And we're doing this coloring page that we put out each month. And this year we're deciding to bring in dogs from other countries to further that, getting along with everyone, and why it's fun to meet someone different.
And they're free. We like to give things away. You know, this is a free concept page every month. So,
well, I want to ask you also about the illustrations. They're just extraordinary. I've got to congratulate you on that. I really want you to know that, Cheryl. They're just beautiful. One thing about the book from the beginning, I've again been reading the feedback from the award program, and it was talking about how everyone in the classroom, all the children, it just held their attention so much because you, what you were explaining about the differences and to kind of celebrate that versus, you know, being afraid of that and then making the kids realize that they should be different and celebrated as well. It comes right through. But what I like also about the book is that at the end of the book, where you have that kind of like a recap page and like, let's make sure you didn't miss everything. Talk about that.
Well, we know that this book is actually for many levels of children's learning. So we added things to the page. Cheryl added things to the page. We talked about things we could do beyond the words. Of course, it's a great book for early reading skills. But it's also a great math book. If you look on certain pages, you can count the butterflies. You can count the blue flowers or this color. So there's a lot of categorizing you can do as a teacher. You can help them learn all kinds of concepts. So we wanted the book to be sticky. You know, we wanted them to hold it longer and to have a whole bunch to think about when they held the book.
Well, there's also the opportunity to stretch the imagination on the digging page. All you see is Piper's glasses. And where's Piper? Why is she not in the page? Everybody else is there digging. You know, is Piper not approving of all this digging that's going on? Or is she off? Is she in some hole someplace? And so the whole idea is to help stretch the imagination on each page. What's in the little bottle on the shelf in the salon?
So it's an opportunity for the parent or the person reading the book to the child to interact with the child and ask them, you know, do you see where a snail is, or can you find what the duck is doing?
Well, and I think that's the gift of reading with a child, is that you bring yourself into a place where you're in time with them. You're not distracted with your phone or you're making something for the dinner. You're sitting with them and in their space, and they know how that important that is. On some level, children trust that place where you're sitting with them doing what they like to do, which is read and learn and explore. So it's a precious place. And if we can excite parents and teachers, of course, to be in that space more often, because obviously the book's kind of fun for adults. I mean, Cheryl's page in the salon, just as an example, it's really fun for adults to look at that page too.
So absolutely.
There's a lot of reasons for adults to want to be in that space with their child, which is a precious space.
So an interesting thing that has come up over the last couple months is I share the book with a lot of my clients, and they take it to their elderly parents, and they really enjoy it. And a couple of them who have had dementia or are in their declining years have just really enjoyed looking at the pictures, and it was exciting and attractive to them because of the colors. And it's been really fascinating to see the wide range of interest besides little children. It's fun.
No, that is true, and how rewarding that must be to be able to see it used for practical purposes that you would never expect, right, with the elderly.
Santa would be happy.
Santa's very proud, I know that. Let me mention that, as a matter of fact, to everybody out there, that again, we're talking about the book, A Different Kind of Dog. It's been illustrated by our guest here, Cheryl Tull, and then also the authors here are Linda and Frank Sabanius. And they have won a Santa Choice Award. You can look it up on the Santa Choice Awards website, and you can read about the book and also about the mission of the Santa Choice Awards, which is to donate proceeds to the Mariah Foundation, which actually is all about having children learn how to do good things and do goodwill. So you can look it up, and you'll find, you know, the book there featured as a special pull out and call out of the book. Let me ask you about that. Congratulations again. Tell us about being that. It's an interesting story with you all because you have such talent, and then you've done such different things, and then all of a sudden you went and did an indie campaign, which everybody wants to know about that when we found out from you. And now, what about being authors and illustrators professionally, and even a publisher? Tell us about that experience.
Well, we chose to self-publish, so that is a rapidly changing option.
Yeah,
and very exciting. Lots of opportunities for partnering with different types of marketing organizations, and so that's an exciting try at your first time as an author.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as publishing, we look to do it again and again, and keep learning, keep a pulse on what is happening with self-publishing. And I think traditional publishing isn't something we're turning away from completely. We will always look in that direction as well, if that makes sense for a project. It's something that we are talking about all the time, and we have renewed energy thanks to you and a couple of other. We were just this weekend at a town visiting with relatives and stopped in a few stores that are very excited to have book signings. So we're just getting kind of that spring and summer ball rolling for the festivals and the book signings to create additional momentum. So,
well, excited. I can tell you, we see a lot of different authors, both self-published and published along the way. And it's definitely, it's a commitment. But when you do get to do your own, make your own decisions, and self-publishing is a very praised activity anymore. So we congratulate you on that too, and especially for your success on the book. Right now we're running a little late for time, but I wanted to ask you if there's something that you'd like to share with everybody out there, each of you three, tell us what you'd like to say to everybody watching.
I would just say that supporting your local artist, your people that are trying to do good things in the world, it's all the people out there that support us that keep us going. One comment on Twitter, one Facebook that says my child loved this and has helped them. All of those comments, reach out to those that are helping you with your children's concepts and growth. It's our payback. It's, yes, we love selling the book, obviously, but our true payback is knowing that we are making a difference. We've all been through enough to know that that's where the real value is knowing that we're making a difference in children's lives and, of course, their parents as well. So,
mine is sit down, take time with your children, read to them. There's nothing that's better. It's just you sit there, they're sitting next to you, you're frozen in time. And by all means, read to your children and draw with them. They love that.
Right? I do love that. It's nice.
Oh, I guess just real quickly is that I just, when you're out in the world, take that extra step to understand that person next to you and not judge them by their appearance. Just get to know them and move forward with that.
Couldn't say it better. Let me ask you real quickly, Linda, what is your Twitter handle?
It is The Boondoggies, at The Boondoggies. Everything is at The, but you have to put The before, and there's an E after the N, so B-O-O-N-E, Doggies, The Boondoggies. Some people forget the E, some people forget the, and it's TheBoondoggies.com. Shop The Boondoggies is our store, shop.TheBoondoggies.com. At The Boondoggies is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So if you put in The Boondoggies, you will find us everywhere.
So what's next? I know you have a couple books on the way. Are you in any way able to just give us about 15 seconds as to what's coming up?
Well, the next immediate project is we are on each page of a different kind of dog, you'll find a little duck. And so we're going to make a little 5x5 board book for infants that is just the duck doing all sorts of wonderful little things. And Cheryl's just given us a page of just hilarious.
The duck got popular. Sort of popped out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, the duck.
We're also looking at, we're researching a holiday book and traditions around the world that relate to how the dogs view the holidays and bringing in the traditions from different cultures and embracing the differences through a holiday book.
Well, I know Santa's going to want to see those. Congratulations again to you all, and we wish you continued success. And
thank
to all of you watching
much.
Us, thank you for watching Talented People this week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment,
so we're continuing here with talented people featuring Santa Choice.
866-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, HuntertonChamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
So we're continuing here with Talented People featuring Santa Choice award-winning products. And one of our favorites is Guarantee 3. And we have the founder. His name's Dave Felkel here Skyping in today. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your Guarantee 3 product, and where it came from.
It was an interesting story. My son joined high school basketball, and he had never played before. I'm driving him to his second practice, and he tells me, "Dad, I have such a weak shot. I'm so behind in skills from the other kids." And it was kind of silent in the car, and I'm like, "Hey, you need Guarantee 3. He says, "What's that?" I said, "Give me about 3 days." I went to all kinds of fabric stores and sporting goods stores, and I borrowed a sewing machine, and I created what's called Guarantee 3 today, which is an apparatus that will help you develop your shooting skills, your dribbling skills, and develop key muscle memory to give you game time and practice confidence. And the great thing is it can be used anywhere, anytime. You don't have to go to a court. You don't have to go to a playground. You can use Guarantee 3 in the mirror at your home, in the bathroom mirror, your closet mirror, out in the garage. And basically what it is it is an apparatus that, as you can see on me here, shoulder straps and a single waist strap that clicks together. We have a three-finger strength training glove with a stretch band that connects to it. So it comes with a six-week workout, which will include doing finger flips and then doing full extensions as far as your shot. So I'm able to keep my body, shoulders, hips, knees, everything square, and work on my correct mechanics of shooting the ball. The great thing is you put a little longer stretch band on. Now I'm doing my dribbling skill. So as I'm dribbling, it allows me, I cannot go too far away from my body. So therefore it develops key muscle memory, builds very fast, rapid dribbling skills. So you can use it left and right-handed equally. It could be used for left-handed and right-handed shooters, boys, girls. It ranges from an age of 8 years old to, I have a 50-year-old Park and Rec gentleman that are actually using it at the present time also. So Guarantee 3 was basically established or designed for my son to strengthen his shooting arm, get him a little confidence, and help him with the game of basketball.
What about, how did you really do that in 3 days? Because Santa and the reviewers from the award program are impressed with the product and the fact that you put so much of your heart into doing this for your son, and in return, at the end of the day, look what you're doing for all the other kids.
Great question. And I want to thank real quick Santa's Choice Awards for giving me this opportunity to be on air today, as well as giving me the first place win as far as your Santa Choice Awards. That was awesome for me. Thank you. As far as doing it in 3 days, that was my prototype. I actually bought other weightlifting gloves, cut them, stitched them. I bought keychains instead of the strength training rings. I bought other stretch band products, cut them down, made them to the correct size I needed. So basically what I did is I put a prototype together that physically worked. And then I arranged with a couple of friends of mine to start sending my product off to China to some more high-quality manufacturing places. And we were able to get probably about a year and a half. It went back and forth 5 different times, meeting with different designers and going through all the safety aspects of it and guaranteeing that the product is made out of pure, you know, good quality and can handle what, you know, I expect to get out of it. And so it took actually about a year and a half, but it took 3 days to physically put it together and have an apparatus that worked correctly.
That's a story within itself. We are so proud of you. We are so excited to share with everybody that if you can believe that he did that, you may want to know that he's also selling his product in over 30 states right now. And so in addition to just doing something good, you're being rewarded for it. And we just want to call that out to you and congratulate you again on making such a great product and for being the kind of person that you are, a leader to everybody out there watching.
You know what? Thank you very much. I love youth sports. I've coached teams for 22 different teams over the 13 years of both of my boys. And, you know, it's a simple apparatus that can be used on, like I say, any age, any style. My son is 6'6", 225 pounds. I'm 250, and it fits me fine. And I have it on 8-year-olds that are literally 48 pounds, and it fits them fine. I made it to be a universal boys, girls, men, women. It's not just a starter. You know, the funny thing is you see kids running down the court and they just kind of throw that ball up in the air. Well, I'm allowing them to take the skills that their coach is teaching them and work on their mechanics. So when they come running down the court, boom, 8, 10, 12, 14 years old, they can pop that correct shot. They don't have to look at the ball. They now have the muscle memory that has been developed in them by using my apparatus several times a week. It comes with a great six-week workout. If you don't mind, I just show the package. It's a very simple package here. Comes all together. It has a six-week workout inside the package as well, and then it has all kinds of links to theguarantee3.com, so you can watch videos on how to set it up for the instruction, dribbling, shooting, etc. Some great testimonials on there. Comes in a great little bag right here, a little satchel that you just zip tie type of thing. You can take it with you anywhere you want, and it has your glove, five different length stretch bands, and your shoulder harness. I'm another thing I'm extremely proud of. I started 2.5 years ago with my patent operation, and I just found out on April 26th that I am officially a U.S. patent holder, and I actually have the trademark on the Guarantee 3 now as well. So we are very proud.
Dave, you should be. So we want to thank you. I want everybody out there to know you can go to Guarantee 3 as the website to pick up the product, learn more about it, as you mentioned. And then also you can shop for these, especially this product, at the Santa Choice Awards website. So Dave, again, all the best to you and your family. And you are very, very deserving of the Santa Choice Awards. So
thank you very much. Thank you, Santa Choice Awards. You don't know what you have done to help me confidence-wise and help my business grow, not just nationally, but worldwide. So I thank you very much for that.
And we'll send that to Santa, Dave. Thank you. Take care out there.
You have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. All the best.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take 1 second and add to our 30 seconds of goodness, and we're going to call out Guarantee 3. If you saw that interview, you can tell how much Dave is passionate about his product and how much he is worthy of a Santa Choice Awards. And we want you to know about it so that you can actually take a look and let Santa help you with your holiday shopping and bring you the best of the best. And that product is one of them. Take care.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Obama administration is sending more U.S. troops to Iraq. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the Pentagon.
In a written statement, spokesman Josh Earnest says the president signed off on sending up to 450 more troops to advise and assist Iraqis at a new camp in Anbar province amid more gains by Islamic State fighters.
The president's been under a lot of pressure to do something in order to ramp up our effort.
Iraq veteran Michael Eisenstadt says the extra trainers may not accomplish much unless the Iraqi government changes course and allows more Sunni tribesmen to join the fight in Sunni-dominated Anbar. The U.S. already has around 3,100 troops in Iraq. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Workers at the New York prison where two killers escaped last weekend have been questioned by investigators, but no one has been charged. Authorities believe Richard Matt and David Sweat had help when they escaped. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My summer meals have 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, new Kentucky Baked Beans, coleslaw, 4 flaky biscuits, and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then. That is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
House GOP leaders are aiming for Friday for a vote on the administration's trade measures. House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans and Democrats must work together.
Trade votes are never an easy lift around here, but Republicans are continuing to work, and we're seeing some positive momentum in the right direction.
But some Democrats are against the fast-track legislation, claiming it will cost American jobs. President Obama's pick to lead the Transportation Security Administration says he is as concerned as lawmakers about reports of widespread security gaps at airports. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Neffinger says he will identify those gaps and close them if he is confirmed by the Senate. Neffinger was testifying before a Senate panel today.
If I'm a bad guy and I'm trying to make my way through the system, I don't want to see a path through. Every path I take, I want to be unpredictable on the other end. So I like the idea of layers in a system, but I want to be sure that those layers are effective.
The hearing comes amid questions about TSA's ability to properly secure airports. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
The latest report on the Eritrean government's oppression of its people includes a call for the international community to respond to the refugees seeking freedom. USA's John Clemens reports.
The widespread systematic violations against human rights has been said to be now a system of pervasive